Welcome to Mayfield Baptist Church. We are very excited to have you with us here. We do encourage you to follow us on our social media, which you can access through our website at mayfieldbaptist.com. Please feel free to like and subscribe to this podcast to keep you up to date with our latest messages. We do hope you enjoy this recent message from MBC, that it may help you connect to God, grow in your faith, and serve in your own context.
Well, it's Christmas Day. Is there a sense of relief? I know when I was working in the building industry, it was almost as if the world was going to end on the 25th. Everything had to be done before the 25th, you know. All the plumbing, all the building had to be finished before the 25th because there was no life after the 25th for some reason. So, yeah, when I was working as a plumber, the 25th was actually finally. It's over. And so there's all this stress that builds up to this day. And then in this day, most of us just breathe and then stuff ourselves silly. So it's Christmas. Angels and wise men, trees and nativity scenes, lots of joy and fun. Well, I hope you've been having it so far. Gifts, looking forward to the food. I'm assuming kids are probably already full of chocolate and lollies, catching up with family and friends, and for those with little kids, looking forward to that time when you get woken up at 4 o'clock with excited kids wanting to rush downstairs. But we remember today because it's the day the world changed, the day God stepped down into his creation. His world, our world, the God of the universe, became one of us, lived as one of us, and died for us. We celebrate by giving gifts in imitation of what happened on that first Christmas period. Now, I'm going to need some help from the kids. So do the kids want to come out and just sit across the front here? I think the majority of them are going to be my grandkids. Ah, Lockie, there you go. Good on you, Lockie. Kid at heart. Never lose that. Never lose that, mate. So over the last few weeks on Sundays, we've looked at the gifts that were brought by the Magi. Three gifts they brought as an act of worship. Three gifts that were going to speak to who Jesus was and what he would do. Three gifts that foretold Jesus' mission. They're all coming out of the woodwork now. Three gifts that remind us of what Jesus came to do and what he does for us. So kids, and maybe the younger ones, not the older ones, what were the three gifts? Gold, myrrh, frankincense. I saw a cartoon on Facebook the other day where there's the two wise men and they've got gold and myrrh, and another guy turns up and they're looking at him going, I think you misunderstood. We said frankincense, not Frankenstein. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. So yesterday we heard about myrrh, which who knew what myrrh was before yesterday? A few of us? Not something we really come across, is it? Well, frankincense. Next slide. Frankincense symbolizes Jesus' role as high priest, because frankincense was used in worship. It was a representation of offering up of prayers. But Jesus is our high priest. He intercedes for us on our behalf. Stands before God, pleading our case before God. He allows us to approach God through him. Then we had myrrh. Myrrh, the ointment used to embalm people before they were buried. And myrrh pointed to who Jesus would be, the suffering servant who would pay the price for our sin. The price of sin is death. Jesus was buried, he was embalmed, and then he rose again. I liked Pick's comment yesterday. Jesus failed at one thing, being a dead man. So now we come to the third gift, symbolic of what Jesus was going to do and who he is. Okay, kids, what do you think I've gotten here? What's the third gift? Don't worry, it's not chocolate. Hey, you want to come out and have a look? You want to come and get one? You come and get one. Just one, they're all the same. No, I wouldn't try to chew that if I was you. Gold. And we got a box of gold coins here. If frankincense shows Jesus as high priest and myrrh points to his death, gold points to his kingship. Gold is a symbol of royalty, a symbol of power and authority and prosperity. Governments, leaders, and kings use gold and control gold. Our governments make our gold or money. Belongs to the government, and you get in trouble if you deface the coinage, don't you? But we get to use it, but the gold belongs to the king. But ultimately, it all belongs to the king. It's the golden rule. Who knows what the golden rule is? He who has the gold makes the rules. Not the other one, the nicer one. Kings make the rules. Kings make laws. So the gift of gold that those wise men brought symbolizes Jesus' kingship, his rule over all, his kingdom. Jesus' coming was talked about 700 years before he was born. And in Isaiah 9 it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of the peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." Jesus was coming to rule as king, but not like any other king that the world had seen. He wasn't going to come with conquesting armies, oppressing the people, extorting the people with a heavy hand, but he was going to rule with compassion and justice and peace. Jesus is king. The king of what? Jesus the king, that's right. We don't see a Jesus kingdom around, do we? Like we've got Britain or Australia or America. There's no kingdom of Jesus. He gets a castle, does he? So what's going on? If there's no physical kingdom, in Luke 17, Jesus says, or once when he was being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God is not something that you can observe, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst." Jesus was saying here that the kingdom is in us. So what does that mean? First, let's ask, what is a kingdom? What makes a kingdom a kingdom? A huge castle. What makes a kingdom is it's a place where the king's laws are recognized and followed, where our loyalty is offered and accepted. Jesus came to rule over the hearts of people, not a physical place. Jesus is king of our hearts and our lives. And as his followers, he has authority over us. We are under his laws. So his kingdom is in us and amongst us because we follow his laws and we give him our loyalty and our love because he is our king. Jesus is king. He rules to us as his people, and one day he will rule over everyone. In Revelation 19, it says, "I saw heaven standing open, and there was a man, there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. And the name by which he is called is the Word of God. On his robe and on his thigh, he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is part of the message of Advent. We celebrate his arrival all those years ago in that little place called Bethlehem, stepping into our world, becoming one of us. And we also look to the hope, because Advent means coming. We look to the hope that he will return and bring final fruition to the plans of God, the final working out of his creation. We will see his kingdom come. It will be visible and be established over all of creation. And this is the message of Christmas. This little baby we see in the nativity scenes will grow to become our king, either here and now by our own choices, as we give our lives and loyalty to him here and now, or in the future when he returns, when he will rule over all of creation, defeat his enemies and bring final peace and justice to all creation. Now, kids, there's lots of gold coins in here still. Do you want to grab some and go and hand them out to everybody? Quick. There we go. Grab the box. Take the box. So as you hold one of these gold coins, they're not real gold, so don't try to cash them in anywhere. Gold reminds us who Jesus is. Jesus is king. Gold is for royalty. He is our king. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Let's pray.